We're back on the Farm Show, KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9, and we have Shannon Gigner here from the NRCS in Ridder County. How's it going?
Really good. How's it going with you?
Doing well. A little wet. I'd like to see that stop.
I know, me too. It's ridiculous.
But we're not in charge of that kind of stuff.
Nope. I don't want to be.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Nobody's going to be happy no matter what you do. So.
No.
So we're going to be talking today about something called web soil surveys. What is that? And kind of explain to our listeners what it's all about.
Okay, so I don't know if a lot of our listeners remember, you know, back in the day, there used to be like paper copy soil surveys. That was like the Bible for soil surveys. And every county had one, especially Minnesota. Like, we have a lot of ours are done. They're just getting recorrelated and stuff right now. So we've had completed soil surveys for a lot of Minnesota for a long time. And like I said, we had these big paper books. Well, those are a thing of the past. We no longer have hard copy, up-to-date soil surveys like that. All of it is online, and it is in this web soil survey. Okay, so I don't, some people know it's out there and everything, but I really just wanted to talk about like some uses for it. Because I get calls all the time for like different reasons, and a lot of people could just go to this and they could get that information. Not that I don't enjoy talking to people, but I'm just saying, you know, it's a different avenue if they're kind of, they want to figure it out themselves.
Some of the questions they may be able to answer themselves.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, web soil survey, I'm a big fan of Googler. So you can either Google web soil survey, or it is websoilsurvey.nrcs.usda.gov. So you get to the site and there's a huge green button in the middle that says start web soil survey. So you're going to press that. You're going to go into there, and then you're going to get this map of the entire United States. So it's pretty overwhelming, I'm not going to lie. So you get in there, and it's like, oh my God, the whole country. So then you have to go to the quick navigation, and you can do an address, a county. You can do, if you know your section, township, and range, like everybody does. I would do that if you know where you are. So I'm going to my husband's family's farm. So like we're headed to Paxton 33. So we're going to do section 33, we're going to do township 112, and range 35. So that's all stuff we can find on like our FSA maps if you don't know quite where it is. So it's easy to find that. I do want to mention we are in the 5th principal meridian. I know it sounds super nerdy, but it'll give you big warnings and confusion if you don't have that right.
What does 5th principal meridian mean? I need to know this now.
So, okay, all it is there's different meridians across the country, and Minnesota is split into some of the country is split into different parts of it. Okay. Like when I was in Wisconsin, we were, I think it was the 6th one, but then like in my county where I was, the other half of the county was in a different meridian. So it's just where you on the ground kind of an indicator.
Okay. Gotcha.
So in Minnesota, we have the 4th and the 5th, and all of Redwood County is in the 5th. So we don't have to worry about it. We just have to make sure we're in that same, that right one. So it's going to zoom into that whole township. So like I said, Paxton 33, we're there. And, you know, let's say I want to find out what's going on my quarter section. So I'm going to create a little area of interest. I'm going to draw a red box around it. It's pretty simple. And then, boom, that's it. You can find out pretty much anything you want to know as far as the soil goes for that quarter section. So it's pretty sweet. You can do like a regular soils map. So it can give you information as like just what the soils are in there and the characteristics of it. So it can give you, you know, the slope, the landforms, like how it was formed, if it was like windblown soil or if it's glacier soil and stuff. Pretty nerdy stuff, but you never know. Could find it interesting. Like a typical profile, those can be super interesting because it can give you a lot of information as far as like how deep certain layers go and like how deep the topsoil is and stuff like that.
Okay.
Depth to restrictive layers, that's super important. So for some reason you have, you know, bedrock is only within 3 feet, it'll tell you, you know. So stuff that's kind of important if you're going to be farming it or if you want to know about it, if you're going to be doing anything with it. As well as like organic matter and then a whole bunch of other like different characteristics and stuff like hydric qualities and all kinds of stuff. So if you haven't figured out, soils are pretty crazy and they're super, super unique. So, you know, if you're looking at it and your soils map, all it is numbers. It's a code.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of confusing, but all of those equal
something.
A soil.
Okay.
Okay. So like 86 in Redwood County is super, super common. So that's a Canastillo clay loam, and it's a 0 to 2% slope. And then it gives you a boatload of information about that soil and what you can do with it. So I'm kind of a nerdy, and I really like septic systems. They're kind of interesting. And soils are a huge part of septic systems and how they function. So if you're interested, you can go on the web soil survey, bring up an area where maybe you're looking to build a house, and it can tell you, you know, hey, could I put an at-grade septic system here? And then you can pull it up in web soil survey, and if it's yellow or red, nope. So you better be looking at a mound system or some other sort of a system. So it's kind of just some, like, you know, basic information at kind of what's going on in the ground of that area. And the one especially, because I get lots of questions about people purchasing land. Mm-hmm. And they're like, so how well does that land produce? I'm like, I don't know. I've never farmed it. But you can come on web soil survey and you can look at crop productivity indexes and stuff like that. So you have to remember, too, with soils. And like I said, so like 86 Canastillo clay loam. It's going to be kind of a composite, an average of how that soil produces. So especially with the productivity indexes and stuff. Like if it says that that soil produces 92 is the index number, it may not be. You know, depends on how management has been in the past and how that soil has been manipulated and stuff. But at least it would give you a good idea. The other thing that's super helpful that I think is another thing that I get lots of questions on when people are purchasing land is, are there wetlands? Okay, because when people are selling land and there are wetlands, they don't really like to tell the people that they're selling it to, because sometimes that could mean, you know, they're not going to get the best price for it and stuff like that. So what I would do, because if the landowner isn't going to tell you and I can't tell you because it's personal information,
right?
If there's wetlands there, then you could, on web soil survey, pull up the drainage class. And that at least would give you a really good idea. So, like, if you go out there and there's pockets of very poorly drained soil, you could probably, like, come to the conclusion that those might be wetlands. Mm-hmm. You know, those might be areas that hold water. Those might be areas that, you know, if there isn't already tile there, they're probably going to be wet, or you're going to need it, or something like that. You know, so at least you can kind of come up with an answer yourself. But, hey, if the whole farm is well-drained and very well-drained, sweet. I should be good. You know, at least it'd be giving you a little bit of information other than me telling you, like, I can't tell you.
You right, know? Exactly. Yeah.
Like, so at least you'd have something. So that's pretty, you know, kind of a quick and dirty version of how web soil survey and how you can work it and everything. And I would super encourage people to mess around with it if you're bored, it's raining, I don't know. Mess around, and if you have any problems or any questions and stuff about web soil survey or soils in general, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions and stuff. I'm a soil nerd. And I do want to recap as far as, like, you know, soil mapping units. So like I said, that 86 or your L63As or whatever, those are just lumped together soils. So the descriptions and stuff that are going to be given in web soil survey are a blanket composite of all that could be in that soil mapping unit. So again, it could say that it's poorly drained or very poorly drained, but there could be areas where there's a little bit more coarse soil. So maybe it's not, you know, so there's
individual results.
Individual, exactly. It's a case by case on the ground basis. Okay. So that's pretty much a recap of web soil survey.
All right. Well, Shannon, you gave us a lot of good information, and I encourage people to go out there. And we'll put a link to it on the website, too, at myklgr.com. Again, Shannon with the NRCS, thanks for the information.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.